Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of May 15th, 2021.
You know, it's so funny to me what people share online. There's a TikTok user at Jess Grace W. She shared a video the other day that she sent to her boss. And she said, you know, I told my boss I couldn't log on today because my Wi-Fi was out, and I sent him a screenshot of the outage. Well, it shows the alert informing her that the internet was certainly out in her area, the part of town. And then you saw the name of her home Wi-Fi network, and that's where the joke is. The name of her Wi-Fi network is It Hurts When I Pee. That's right. I have to tell you a story. I named our network in Santa Barbara FBI Surveillance Band. And Barry comes into me one day, right after we moved in. He goes, oh my gosh, do you know what? There's a wireless network right near us called FBI Surveillance Band. I'm like, that would be us. Okay. I also like the name Drop It Like It's Hotspot, or my favorite is Silence of the Land. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about gadgets and gizmos, saving money, making money online, and what's left of your security and privacy online. Wow, what a wild week it has been for that. And it's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. Silence of the Land. That's right. Hey, you can hear us on 420 Tops radio stations throughout the United States, streaming in your favorite radio app and available as a podcast over at getkim.com. And you can also tune in on American Forces Network Radio. Say hello to all of our servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And you couldn't miss the images, the people waiting in long lines for gas, putting gas in containers. I saw somebody actually putting gas in water bottles. And if you're listening to the Kim Komando Show in that part of the country, I'm really sorry that you had to go through all of that, because it was the biggest news by far this past week is the ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline. And how could hackers, though, operating out of Russia and Eastern Europe, manage to shut down one of America's most important gas pipelines? I mean, think about it. Until last weekend, most of us didn't even know about the Colonial Pipeline. It's 5,500 miles. It supplies gas and diesel to cities and towns in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, all from refineries in Houston, Texas. And it was a typical ransomware attack with not so typical consequences. You had all the gas lines and the fights that I mentioned. Then on Thursday this past week, President Biden signed an executive order to bolster cybersecurity defenses. And at the same time, Colonial said, we are going to be operational again. How did they do that? Well, within hours of the attack, Colonial paid the hacking group $5 million in cryptocurrency for a decrypting tool because they got hit with ransomware. And then they spent days rebuilding their systems with that. And also, they did have data backups. But apparently, the decrypting tool wasn't all that great. And you think that the hackers, you know, would have a better one, but they don't. And they weren't your average hackers. The group is called DarkSid. Now, Brian Krebs from Krebs on Security, he took a detailed look at DarkSid and how they operate. They say they only go after firms with deep pockets, and they have some type of moral code. That's right. According to Krebs, DarkSid forbids affiliates from hitting industries like healthcare, education, public sector, and nonprofits. And after this attack, they said, hey, listen, we're not going to be shutting down the power grid. We just want to make money. We don't want to create problems for society. So, yes, they have morals, hackers with morals. So DarkSid says that they plan to vet targets more closely in the future to prevent any more social consequences. So thoughtful of them. But this week's entire fiasco could have been avoided. A ransomware attack happens when an untrained employee opens an email, tells them to go look at an attachment, download a file, go to a site, then they get their login credentials. Now, a properly trained staff from the highest to the lowest level knows better. And trained is the key word here, because no matter the size of your organization, you need to train and test them. Like, for example, Jeremy, our IT genius, he sent out a fake email to our entire staff. It was a phishing scam to see if anybody would fall for it. Well, two people did. We're not going to tell you who they are. But the companies like Know Before, Curricula, and Iron Scales, there are a few companies that do the testing. So you can send out phony fake ransomware, phony emails with phony websites to your entire staff, and then they will tell you who fell for the bait. So the big question is, what are we going to do? Because if the hackers can take down the gas pipeline, it's probably just a matter of time before they can just turn off all the lights. Number three on our list is TVs that sell your data. What? I'm sure you've heard of the cheap TV manufacturer Vizio. It's a public company, so they just released their first quarter earnings. Now, listen to this. One of the key points from Vizio's Q1 earnings deals with profits from its Platform Plus business. Platform Plus. That sounds so nice. It kind of rings, doesn't it? Well, what that does is it sells advertising space and viewer data. Now, in the first 3 months of this year alone, Vizio raked in $38.4 million just from that. Now, when you add up all the TVs, the soundbars, and the hardware that the company sells, they made $48 million. So, meaning that Vizio made almost as much as selling viewer data and ads as it did by selling profits, by selling products, rather. So you might think that you're getting a great deal on that Vizio cheap TV or another cheapo brand, but it's just another case where you are the product. I mean, here's the deal. If you're wondering if your TV is spying on you, we've got a lot of tips free for the taking over at commando.com. Number four is Elon Musk. In case you missed it, and good for you if you did, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live. So the whole thing was that, oh my gosh, it's going to have a whole run on the Dogecoin because Elon has come out and said, I'm the Doge father. That's right. Well, during the show, Doge fans who searched for Elon Musk SNL on YouTube were shown the results of live streams that happened to be hosted by NBC. They had message along the lines that Elon Musk has devoted 500 million Doge to be distributed to all dog owners. If you click the link and you give us your Dogecoin, we're going to give you twice as much back. So if you had 10,000 Dogecoins, we're going to send you 20,000 back. So what happened is that people went to YouTube and they saw what appeared to be Elon Musk live on Saturday Night Live when really it was just a big old scam. And they gave their 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, whatever it was, Dogecoins to scammers thinking that they would get double in return because that's what Elon Musk said he would do. And guess what? They lost about $5 million, right? The scammers made $5 million in about a half hour. And if I had a penny for all the cryptocurrencies that come and go, I might actually have one Bitcoin right now. And number five, get ready to put NFTs on your eBay watch list. What? NFTs, non-fungible tokens. It's like a one-of-a-kind digital item that's been verified through the blockchain. It could be anything. Maybe it's a sports trading card, a piece of art, a meme, a viral video clip, even plans for a house that doesn't exist. Yes, that was an NFT. I think it sold for like $500,000. So now eBay says, wow, look at this. We could be making more money over here. And I know that NFTs are going to be big. I mean, it's a fascinating thought that an artist can sell a digital painting and then get paid every single time that it sells. I mean, imagine if you could get an NFT of a Rembrandt. I mean, that would be something. But after you buy it, you'd be Baroque. Get it? Baroque. Baroque. Tough crowd. All right, you want to stay right where you are. Our digital life hack tip. Wow, man, let me tell you, this is terrific. It's all about how to buy cryptocurrency the safe way. And what about all these wallets? And where do I go to buy cryptocurrency? So you don't want to miss that. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. All right, so a major computer manufacturer has a whole slew of updates. And so if you have this laptop I can tell you about in just a few moments, you really need to pay attention. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you ever have a question for me, I read every single email. I know you like to leave them over on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn and the, you know, but gosh, you know, it gets too hard to like filter all those. So if you have a question for me, the best place for you to leave them to make sure that I see it is to head over to commando.com. And at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. Teresa in Midland, Texas. Hello there, Teresa.
Hi. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. It's an honor to be able to talk to you on your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I want to hear a funny story. Is that, I'm having a priest come over to my house for my mom, just to, make sure, she's good and they talk and stuff like that. And so the dean who set it up, he said, have you heard from St. Teresa? And I wrote him back. I said, I didn't hear from St. Teresa, but I heard from Maureen, so.
Yes, I get the Mother Teresa a lot.
Oh, I'm sure. So what's going on with you? How can I lend a hand?
Well, I have a question about my Experian account. I noticed lately that they have on their app and their site about boosting your credit if you add your bills. And, I know what happened with Equifax in the past and the breach, and all. It's just kind of a little scary to put your banking information, even though I read in the terms, they just pull the bills. They don't pull everything. And I find that hard to believe, considering what's going on in the world today with even this past week.
Crazy, isn't it?
So, yeah, and so what your thoughts were in the safety of that and if it's worth risking.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, Experian is they're a credit reporting company. And let's just talk a little bit about Boost. And so what Boost does is the whole idea behind it is that when people look at your credit reports, other companies, is that you don't necessarily get credit, right, for having paid your electric on time, your Netflix, your Hulu, your streaming services, your internet on time. I mean, none of that goes into your credit report rating. And so they came up with a way that they're going to go in and they're going to look at your account to make sure that you do all these on time. And in essence, if you have a credit rating, I think of about, if it's 640, maybe you'll see 8 more points. If it's less than 570, I may be off of those numbers, but I think it goes up like 22 points. And it's absolutely free. So it doesn't cost you anything, but you do need to go in there, as you said, and give them your bank account information so that they can go in and see how you've made all these payments. That part is a little nerve-wracking to me, too. I mean, I'd have to really go in and say, who has access to this? What is the level of encryption? And if it is something that you want to do, I wouldn't necessarily want to leave all of your money into that account, right? You do also want to know that the FDIC will insure accounts up to $250,000. So if the bank goes under, if something happens, as long and it's $250,000 per account per individual. And so you do have some reassurance with that. But the Experian Boost, it's only applicable to when people pull your Experian rating. And so typically, if you were applying for a home loan or something like that, they would pull it from TransUnion, Equifax, as well as Experian. And the only that would show this would be Experian. So it's up to you to decide if you are applying for a loan, and this may be something that you really want to boost your credit up, it's a good idea. You could always become an authorized user on somebody else's credit card. You could get a secured credit card because that's another way that you can build credit. Some companies also offer, if you're paying rent, that they will tell the credit reporting agencies that you pay your rent on time. So you could get some additional benefits from that. Experian is a great company. I wouldn't necessarily be worried about them, but we weren't worried about Equifax either, right? But suddenly that was out there. So if you're going to do this, proceed with caution. Don't put, like I said, a whole bunch of money into this account. Maybe you want to just, trickle it in as you start paying bills. And Teresa, thank you so much for your call today. Really interesting question, because there are some legitimate ways for you to boost your credit, as I mentioned, and that's getting those secured credit cards and the others' tips. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all your great phone calls, and we have our digital life hack all about cryptocurrency still to come. Hey, dude, if you have a Dell, you better listen up, because going as far back as systems made in 2009, There's a vulnerability that could allow hackers to gain entry to a PC and take full control of it. Almost all Dell machines are impacted, including desktops, laptops, notebooks, and tablets. Now, the good news is that Dell was really proactive, and they quickly released a fix. And you can find more information about it, including how to find and install the Dell patch. Just head over to commando.com, and when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. And once iPhone's iOS 14.5 update hit the scene, millions of us started to see how many apps were tracking us for advertising, right? Wow. Of course, Facebook and Instagram, but some other big name apps notorious for data tracking: Tinder, Uber, and Spotify. A New York Times report said that we need to watch out for weather apps. Okay, what's the big deal with weather apps? They need to know your location so they can give you the weather, right? The Weather Channel app, shame on them. On iOS and Android, they track your search history, your usage data, your diagnostics, and then also the unique identifiers for your phone. Then some news apps also take more data. CBS, BBC are collecting your browser history, your user data, and more. So if you hit commando.com, we've got more information about these data-hungry apps. And you're going to watch out for the games that feature really these horse-drawn carriages, because they can get a little buggy. Joe in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hi, Joe.
Hey, hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
So, Kim, we've watched and listened to you for years, and you always seem to be ahead of the curve. I really admire that. That's terrific.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, you're welcome. More than welcome. So, if you call your cell phone carrier and ask them how to handle robocalls or annoying calls or that sort of thing, one of the things they'll tell you is change your phone number.
Okay.
And that could be okay, but what I learned is that also is a vector for hackers. If they find your old phone number, and by the way, they're only good, or they're only unused for like 45 days, which I also didn't know, they can actually use that old phone number.
Yes.
And use it as a text.
Sure.
To actually get a hold of your one or more of your accounts.
Because so many of us give our cell phone number as the two-factor authentication, right? I mean, when you're signing up for
about
anything. Or your social media accounts may even require it.
Exactly. So if you change your phone number, that old one's still hanging out there after 45 days if you're not aware of it. So one of the things that, I recently did change my phone number, but one of the questions that I have is there a way where you can actually figure out all of the places that have your old phone number?
Well, first of all, before you do this again, I want you to call me, okay? Just don't be making these technical decisions by yourself, Joe, okay? You should be talking to me, all right? I mean, I'm right here for you. Because what you could do with the old phone number, if you wanted to keep the old phone number just for security reasons, and maybe you don't want to miss any phone calls because you don't want to go tell everybody that you have a new phone number, is that you can fire up a Google Voice account, and then for $20, one-time fee, is that you can have that old phone number as a Google Voice app right on your phone, your new phone. And so then we wouldn't have to worry about all this. But you didn't do that. Shame on you. So it's really hard to know. Let me just tell you. I mean, you can go through your phone and you can look through every app, right? And think of the obvious ones. You know, your banking, any type of e-wallets like Zelle or Venmo. But I can't tell you if there's one spot that you can go see every single place that has your phone number, because that does not exist. You have to go through your particular phone and start updating it. And it also brings up a really good point, because maybe you have accounts out there that you're not using anymore. And it's a good idea every once in a while to just start purging those, so you're not carrying all this security weight with you. There's a website called justdelete.me, and you know that sometimes deleting accounts can get to be a little cat and mouse or whack-a-mole type of thing, because they don't want you to delete accounts. And they don't make it easy to delete your account. Is that what I love about this site is that they walk you through every place pretty much on the internet that says, okay, here's how you delete your account. Here's how. And again, it's called justdelete.me. You have to be careful because there are other sites that have popped up that kind of almost look like it. So just remember, it's justdelete.me, okay?
That's
so
great.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah, I actually didn't have any problem. And one of the things I did do was tell, you know, I told everybody that needed to know that I did change my phone number. But, you know, you wonder if there's still something hanging out there that you're unaware of.
There probably is. There probably is. But I mean, right. I mean, it's just, I'm just being honest. And so maybe what you also want to do is start changing, you know, maybe some of your security questions, start looking at the accounts, make sure you do have two-factor authentication going to your current phone number and maybe a backup as your email address. It's, you know, we're in a bit of a nightmare right now as far as with computer security, because we really don't have any. I mean, if you start really thinking about it, I mean, we just had, you know, a 5,000 and pipeline that got hacked because of ransomware. And I mean, you're in Michigan, I'm in Arizona. We weren't really affected, but I mean, people were taking fists to each other saying, you cut in front of me. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, I mean, here we are. Is this really America? What's going on? But
I think they said there's something like 15,000 stations were reporting that they were without fuel.
Yeah, which is, and it was taken out by hackers, right?
Yeah.
And so what's going on? Because if they can take that out, this is my concern. I talked about in the beginning of this hour. If they can take that out, what's preventing them from taking out the power grid? And think about everything that could go wrong, Joe, if they took out the power grid. No power, no internet, no cell phones, no fuel at the pumps, no banking.
Yep.
I mean, that's why I think it's really important. And my glass, and you know from listening to me, my glass is always half full. I'm like, yes, rainbows, ponies, and flowers. Everything is great. You know, even when it's not, I always say everything's great. But this time I'm not, because I really believe that we as a nation are just totally unprepared for what could come down the pike. And so what that means is that you need to be prepared. You need to have your family prepared. And the government doesn't like to talk about this, but there's actually a website called ready.gov. What did they tell you there? They tell you how to get ready in the case of not just a natural occurrence, a storm or anything like that, but what happens if you get hacked? What happens if you can't get to the bank for any money? Again, ready.gov. Joe, thank you so much for your call. It's time now for our digital life hacks. There is no way that I can go through everything that is in this week's digital life hacks. I think it has to be at least 15 pages. And it's all about cryptocurrency. So if you're sitting there saying, how do I buy cryptocurrency? What is the safest way to buy cryptocurrency? How do I store cryptocurrency? How do I use cryptocurrency? How do I watch the prices of cryptocurrency? It's all in here. It's Cryptocurrency 101. So like, for example, 5 tactics to buy crypto the right way. You don't want to just dump all your money on the latest hot coin, because it seems like every other day there's a hot coin. You don't want to trust anybody who reaches out to you and promises you just a good return. You don't want to give away your password or your seed phrase. If you don't know what a seed phrase is, we'll explain that. And you want to only use a trusted, reputable exchange. And you want to consider a physical wallet. We'll go into that, about USB drives. So then how do you buy cryptocurrency? What are the exchanges? Well, there's Coinbase, there's eToro, Robinhood, SoFi Active Investing, and Webull. There's also PayPal. There are app wallets. Again, this is everything that you need to know about getting into cryptocurrency. Just remember the golden rule. You don't want to invest any money in crypto that you can't afford to lose. So if you are wondering about how cryptocurrency works, how you can get involved, what are the downsides, what are the security risks, this for you. This is exactly what you need. And to check it out, look no further than commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And once you're there, hit the link that says Kim's Show. Hey, I got a huge warning still to come this hour. There's a flaw in 40% of smartphones that could expose your call history, your text messages, and a lot more. And of course, we have more of your phone calls here on The Kim Commando Show. We did an amazing podcast, if I do say so myself. You know, Ben, Allie, and I were just sitting around talking around about podcasts. And I said, you know, why don't we just do one on photos? Just about photos, because everybody has too many photos. We have, you know, photos on our phone, on our laptops, on thumb drives, maybe even on zip drives. I mean, and you got them all on social media. So how do you organize all these photos and how do you get rid of the duplicates? Well, in this podcast that we released the other day, Kim Commando explains, it's all about photos. So if you have too many photos, you're trying to organize them, we give you insider tricks to organizing, sorting, and storing them for the long term too. And so you can find our podcast over on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, and at commando.com/podcast. Again, if you have too many photos, you're wondering what to do, think of it as you just have me and Allie and Ben around the kitchen table. We're talking to you exactly about how to get started, how to get them all organized, some insider tricks, and how to store them for the long term, the most cost-effective ways too, by the way. Some are even free. You want to make sure that you get Kim Commando Explains, our whole podcast about photos. Do it now while you're thinking about it. So wherever you get your podcast, just type in KOMANDO. Alexandra in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi there, Alexandra.
Hello, Kim. How are you doing today?
Great, great. How can I help you?
Well, first, I want to thank you for protecting us, this community. Basically, as an ICU doctor and trauma surgeon, I have no time to see what the bad guys are doing next. But you always tell us, so I join the community.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. So is COVID on the way down for you, like, as far as everything that's going on? It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I was so surprised yesterday. Let me tell you, when they Ben actually sent me a text, and he's like, the CDC says no more masks. It was like, oh, no more masks, right?
Yes. The numbers definitely went down, and we have less and less in the hospital, less and less in the ICU.
That's great.
So it's been a big relief for all of us.
Well, thanks for your help through the whole pandemic. I'm sure you were stressed like everybody else, but more so. So how can I help you?
Well, that's part of the reason why I've kind of looked into things as far as time management. I've been able to sign up for some educational videos and things, and I want to record them because I don't have the time. Sometimes I work 80 to 100 hours a week, and I want to watch it later. And they don't give us access to record them or to save the videos, so I want to be able to video or record my screen as it's live streaming, or sometimes they'll give us a month access to it. But I was afraid to, like, get an app that might be corrupt.
Yeah, you have to be careful because there's a lot of bad actors out there. You know, probably the creme de la creme of software that will do this for you, and it's about $300, and I'll tell you about some others, but is Camtasia. If this is something that you're going to use on a regular basis, and like you said, you want to schedule the recordings, and you want the audio, video, and you want to maybe take certain parts out, do anything with it that you want, that's like the Mercedes-Benz, okay? If you don't want to spend the $300, there's a free option called A Power Soft, and that's the letter A, Power Soft, A Power Soft. What it does is it works within the browser. There is a launcher program that you need to do, and don't worry about that. It's not going to give you spyware, malware, or anything like that. And then there's also Open Broadcast Software. That, too, is free. So A Power Soft and then Open Broadcast Software. But again, doctor, if you are looking something that just you're going to be doing, because as you mentioned, time management moving forward, is that probably the best package out there, as I mentioned, is that Camtasia. And that's with the C, of course. And again, thank you for your call, and thank you for your kind words, and thank you for being one of our heroes here in Arizona. Still to come, there's a flaw in 40% of phones I need to tell you about, so stay right where you are. All right, there's a problem, a flaw in 40% of smartphones that could expose call history, text messages, and more. The problem's tied to phones that use Qualcomm's mobile station modem, MSM chips, Samsung, Google, LG. Make sure that you've downloaded all the latest patches for your phones. It's really, really important because I don't want you anything bad to be happening to you. And you want to stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show that you never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here's hour two for the weekend of May 15th, 2021.
I'm not really sure where we came up with Abby. It was actually Ian who named Abby our golden retriever. Zuckerberg was in the news this past week because he has goats. That right. And it just sent everybody into a frenzy on social media because the name of Mark Zuckerberg's goats are Max and Bitcoin. I'm not kidding you. Maximalist suggesting, they say that Zuckerberg believes that people should go all in on Bitcoin. And, you know, I started thinking about it. It'd be really cool to meet Mark Zuckerberg, wouldn't it? I mean, he knows everything about you. He knows your likes, your interests, your friends, what you buy online, what you search for. There'd be that no, like, weird getting to know you phrase. Be like, Mark would be like, oh, hi, Kim. How's everything going with you in Santa Barbara? I'm like, well, everything's fine. Haven't been there in a while. Yeah, he would know everything. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of the wealth of knowledge that gets transferred from me to you every single week. Because after all, it's America's largest, most trusted show about all things digital. You can find the Kim Komando Show on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And also in your favorite radio streaming app, and you can get us as a podcast also over at getkim.com. And we're also on the American Forces Network Radio. And thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And let's get this hour started with five things that you need to know about consumer tech that's going to keep you up to date. And wait, I'll tell you, Apple really shook things up with those app nutrition labels over the past few months. It kind of shows you in the app the information that these app companies collect from you without your knowledge until now. And here's something that you don't hear very often. Google is following Apple. What? That's right. Google announced that privacy labels are going to be added to the Android apps in the Google Play Store. So what you'll see are location data if it tracks any contacts, search history, usage data, a whole bunch more. Google says that they're also going to require developers to provide accurate information. And if not, they're going to throw them out of the store. I'm not sure when it's going to really roll out, but probably later this year, the beginning part of iPad Pro. It has its own M1 chip on the inside. And it's faster, but it can really perform. I'm not going to go into the weeds about the benchmark numbers and how they work, but they say, and the benchmarks show, that the new iPad Pro performs just as well as Mac computers running the same M1 chips. That's normally something you don't see in a tablet. The new iPad Pro was tested against the latest MacBook Pro with an Intel processor for 2019, and the iPad Pro just blew it away. So the takeaway here is what the future holds. Could a tablet like an iPad truly replace a MacBook? It sounds good, right? But, you know, Macs can be a little dark. You know why? Because they don't have Windows. Number three, forget the whole house. You could just rent your patio. What is going on with this? Yes, there's a site called Swiply that they debuted a couple of years ago. It's a way for you to actually rent out your pool. I mean, how fun would that be? Honey, who's in the pool? I don't know. They just rented it online and they say they'll be in the pool for like a couple of hours. Oh, great. Now the company is prepping a new app called JoySpace. Not just pools. Maybe you want to rent your yard out for a backyard event. Maybe you need a backyard event. You can check it out on JoySpace. How about your home theater? You could rent that out to strangers. Or your home gym. Mm-hmm. Your basketball court, your tennis court, even your docked boat you can rent out to people you don't know. They say it's the whole idea is that all kinds of private spaces can be rented by the hour through this app. And it's not just for owners and renters. I mean, it's something that if you are really interested in where the future is going, imagine. I mean, what if somebody said to you, 5 years ago that you could rent out your basketball court. You'd be like, I'm not really sure how that would happen. You can find the link over at commando.com, and chances are you'll be able to rent home libraries too. Now, that would be an exciting vacation day to book right there. Number four, Twitter now has a tip jar. That's right. You're going to start seeing the ability to add a tip jar to your own profile and accept money through services like PayPal or Venmo, and you can tip people too. So if somebody sends a viral tweet that's funny, like me, you could then say, tip that person. Or maybe an account tells you about all the new places that the PS5 has been restocked, and you actually go buy one. Well, you could tip that person. It's raised a few privacy concerns, because not long after the tip jar was announced, some security researchers found that by sending someone a tip through PayPal revealed the person's home address. Not sure how that happened. The former chief technologist for the FTC then figured out that by using PayPal through the tip jar can expose users' email addresses, even if you don't send them any money. So obviously, Twitter has some work to do with this. Maybe the suggestion box should be right next to the tip jar. Finally, number five, the extremes that people will go in order to be insta-famous. I saw this story and I thought to myself, I just had to tell you about it because this is something you're going to like go, what? There's a 28-year-old woman near Miami, Florida. She decided to dress like a high school student, complete with a backpack and skateboard. And she just walked into a high school, 21 Jump Street style. But instead of just keeping her presence on the down low, she started handing out pamphlets to her Instagram profile saying, hey, you know, come follow me on Insta. That would be great. Well, school security got involved. She managed to escape before the police arrived, but it didn't matter since they were able to find out who she was. I mean, all the info they needed was on the pamphlet that she was handing out. Hey, she wanted followers. She asked for followers. So the police followed her all the way to her home, where she was arrested on burglary and other charges. All right, coming up in our DIY security tip, we've got 9 online accounts that once you make them, you just cannot remove them. And of course, we have more of your phone calls here on this Coast to Coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. Of course, that's 1-888-825-5254. And I'd love to get your questions. And, you know, I'd love to help you whatever way I can. And I know that, you know, I start seeing like questions on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, LinkedIn. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on. And I know that you want me to help you. But let me tell you, the best place for you to leave me your questions is just one spot. Just one spot. And that's over at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And then there's a link at the bottom of every single page that says contact us. Let's get this party started with Frank in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hello there, Frank.
Hi, Kim. Nice to speak with you.
Well, thanks for your call today, sir. What's going on?
Well, you know, before I ask my question, your spirit said I should mention this to you. I first heard your show when I was in the Navy, stationed on a little tiny island in the Pacific called Guam.
Oh, wow.
And the Armed Forces Radio Network would carry your show late at night, and you were my entertainment late at night when nothing else was going on. So that's when I first heard of you, back in the late 90s.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's really cool, Frank. What a great story. That's so nice to hear, really. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. But, Kim, my first question is, I'm a Mac person. I have a MacBook, iMac, iPhone, iPad, all that. And I have hundreds of Word files that have been created over the years in the .doc format.
Right.
And I would like to figure out how to do a quick conversion of all of those to the upgraded .docx format without having to go into each file individually and resave it and do that over and over again.
Oh, come on, Frank. You don't want to do each file all by itself? I mean, come on.
Well, not particularly.
So are you going to stick with Microsoft Word then?
Well, that leads into my second question. I bought Word for Mac in 2016, and I understand that support ended last October.
Right.
And I keep getting prompts from Microsoft to upgrade to Office 365 and subscribe.
They want money,
annually.
Frank. They want money from you.
They do.
Okay.
They do. So I guess those are my two dilemmas. how do I do a batch conversion of those doc files? And then are there any alternatives to upgrading to Office 365 that will still keep me in business with all these Word files?
Well, there are several tools that will help you do the batch files, and don't worry about that. I'll hunt some down for you, and two or three to give you a choice. That's not an issue. And it's not going to be that big of a deal. Now, sometimes if the files are really old, I will tell you, because I've done this myself, is that the formatting may be stripped out of it. But that just comes with time, because, you know, you've been around computers a long time. I mean, it's, you know, what works today, then they like to change it, and then it doesn't work, and then, you know, there's a new format, and, you know, it's it's like I have just like a box of Apple adapters, you know, like, okay, so I guess we didn't need that anymore. Now we're moving to this one. Now we got this one.
Yeah, I have a drawer full of those.
Exactly. So what's cool about being on a Mac, one of the great things is that, of course, you know, you're in that whole ecosystem, is that you can download Apple Pages if you wanted, and that's free.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever used that. It looks just like Word, works like Word, can save documents as Word docs if that's what you need, or PDFs, whatever you need. But again, it's absolutely free. And then they also have Sheets in case you want to do any type of spreadsheets. And then they also have a PowerPoint thing called Slides. And
you know, I've seen those. They came with all of my Mac products, but I've never really dove into them since I had Word and Excel and the rest of those.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it makes sense, because if you have Microsoft Word, it's like, well, why do I need to go to something else? If it works and it's not broken, then why do I need to fix it? So, but now that it's broken and Microsoft is bugging you every other day to give them $25 a month or whatever they're looking for now, is that you can use that. Now, there are also other options. I mean, there's something called OpenOffice. There's Libre. And these are all different type of programs that you could download and use. I've actually been using here in the office, because we've been doing a lot of collaboration, especially when the pandemic hit. It was really great because all of us were working from home. And that when we were trying to figure out, like, write a newsletter together, because a lot of these newsletters are collaborative efforts that we send out. I mean, I may write a part, Allie does, Ben, Serena, and Mark edits it, and Matt puts it together, and Amber puts some of the art together. I mean, it's just a big effort here, is that we've been doing all that in Google Docs. And Google Docs import your Word docs, too. If you want, I can find a tool that will take those the docs and then also put them into your Google Drive, or you could just upload them. It's not that big of a deal. But you have several different options. What I use is Google Docs, and my husband will not get off of Microsoft Office no matter what. Okay, it's like, I'm like, come on, Word, we're getting rid of Word. Okay, and he's like, no, yeah. I'm not learning anything else. I'm like, no, Pages looks just like it. Google Docs looks just like it. But one of the things that I really like about Google Docs too is that you don't have to remember to save anything. So you just write, and it's all being saved as you go along. So you're not sitting there going, oh gosh, I didn't hit Control S and I just got the beach ball. Now I'm really in bad shape. Okay, so how do I get it back? Yeah. And start looking at temp files or whatever else you can do to cover that. So, but it really, a lot of this is your personal preference. But I have found really easy to use Google Docs. But try Pages too, and then we can import that. I'll have done some of those converters for you, and we'll post those links over in the Q&A forum, Frank, for you and anybody else who wants to take a look at that. The Q&A forum, of course, is the Commando community, commando.com/community. Frank, thank you for your service, and thank you for listening. You want to stay right where you are, because coming up, there's a nasty new Windows 10 bug that could just totally clog up your PC. And then we have Brand New or Not True, which you definitely don't want to miss. This week's going to be really hard, just warning you right now. And that's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True, because every week, thousands and thousands of new gadgets and apps and websites and smart this and smart that, they are announced in the tech world. So that's where I came up. I invented Brand New or Not True. So every week, I present you, the home listener, and those of you who are watching in the Commando community, and you get this as a podcast, as well as our very special victim contestant, two products that are fake and one that is real. That's right. So two are fake, one is real. And the object of the game is for you to listen to all three descriptions of the products, and you select which product is the true product. Now, if you are playing along and watching the show live, make sure you always put your answers inside the Commando Community Interactive Chat Room, which if you have not checked out, you should. And you'll notice, by the way, that I don't give out any names of any of these products because, well, it has happened where people have cheated. That's right. Can you believe it? They've cheated by Googling the name of the product to determine whether or not it was real. And so joining us on the Kim Commando Show, Brand New or Not True, contestant line is Robin in Boise, Idaho.
Hello.
Are you ready to play, Robin?
I am.
Okay, now you know that two products, right? Two products are real, mm-hmm. and one is fake. Mm-hmm. Now, if you win...
No, one's fake.
No.
Two are fake, and one is real.
Yes, two are fake, and one is real. And yes. If you win, then I'll do a cameo for you, which is priceless, and that's where I will record mm-hmm. a 60-second video for you to wish somebody a happy anniversary, birthday, whatever it may be. And if you lose, you get an official Kim Commando Show fanny pack. Okay. So, are you ready for product number one?
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. If you're running on a regular treadmill, it gets boring after a while. You can listen to music, you can watch Netflix, but even that gets old. But what if you go for a run and be in a fun place? This is a brand new treadmill workout system. Comes with dome-shaped monitor that helps you get in like an outdoor run indoors. It's a 48-inch hemispheric concave monitor that sets up in front of the existing treadmill. It helps you keep motivated as you exercise. There are also three special lights. That's how you get your daily vitamin D fix without going outside. It also comes with an app for you to control your vitamin D exposure and what movies that will play on this monitor. So just picture a treadmill, and then there's this big monitor around it. So if you want to run on the beach, it's showing on this video screen around a lake, through a national park, through New York, London, no problem. This moving movie plays on the monitor. There are 12 4K HD resolution films to select from. And a wireless sensor attached to the treadmill syncs with the monitor to adjust the movie speed to match your running pace. Just remember, on a treadmill, you go nowhere fast. The bad news, it's not a cheap system. It's $9,000. Okay. Product number two. You know, parents have a constant struggle with their kids, right, Robin? Too much screen time, not enough time outside, getting fresh air, exercising. Yep. Now the battle is gone thanks to technology. You have to follow me on this. You know that kids love to jump on a trampoline. It's fun. Well, what if there was a way to combine the kids' love of a trampoline with the kids' love of video games? Along the one of the netted walls of the trampoline, there's a special slot for you to put in a tablet. You fire up one of the trampoline games on the tablet and then tell the kids to get on the trampoline and start jumping for points. One of the games they play on the trampoline is whack-a-mole. The mole comes out, you have to jump on its head. The games are timed, so it makes the kids jump faster and they get tired. Kids love it. Parents are jumping for joy. The trampoline starts at $1,400 plus the cost of the tablet. And finally, number three. Summer's right around the corner. That means more time in the pool, Robin. Swimming is a great way to stay in shape, but it's also not hard on your knees like running and walking. But how do you track your workout in the water? Ah, there's a smart swim cap with a built-in accelerometer that tracks your stats, such as your pace per 100 meters, your cadence, your distance traveled. Of course, you track it all in an app. But the big deal is that the swim cap is also capable of giving you feedback in the form of beeps and voice commands while you're doing your laps in the pool. Going too slow, going too fast, it will tell you. There are different levels of workouts. Easy, moderate, free to shocking. Shocking? Yes. If you're not keeping pace with the, or if you're not keeping up with the pace per meter as you're swimming, the swim cap emits a little shock to your head. It's not much, just 3 volts. I know what you're thinking, like, what? It's not bad, but it might hurts. $299. So we have the treadmill monitor, we have the smart trampoline, and we have the swim cap. Which one do you think is the real product, Rob?
I think I'm going to go with the treadmill.
Going to go with the treadmill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robin is going with the treadmill. Mike?
All
right, we go to the judges, and is the treadmill the correct product? Oh, Robin, I'm sorry. That is the wrong one. However, we do have the right product.
With Tagoma, I think it's the best of both worlds because the parents get what they want. They get their kids outside and active and playing, and the kids feel like they're winning the battle of getting more screen time.
Isn't that what a great product that is, Robin? A trampoline with a smart tablet. Okay.
I love it.
Would you ever think that we would send the kids outside to get fresh air so that this way they could play a game on their tablet?
Back in my day, it was called hopscotch.
Hopscotch, that's right. All right, so thanks for playing along. We appreciate that.
Awesome.
Now, tell me what's going on with you.
Oh, okay. Well, about 16 years ago, it became necessary for us to place two of our grandchildren for adoption. And we were too old, and our daughter was unable to raise these children. Our granddaughter just turned 18, and she would love to talk to her birth dad.
Okay.
Now, I have found him by name only, but I don't want to have to subscribe to people finders or any of those things. So I was wondering if you had any hints or suggestions on what I could do.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes when you go down those people finder rabbit holes, you're like, oh,
yeah.
And then they give you that fake, I hate that, the fake like bar that goes along. We're looking, we're looking, we're looking.
I'm like, oh,
come on. Do I just look like I got off the turnip truck? I mean, please. I mean, this is just not going to work.
No. I know.
Now, you sent me an email. Let me ask you a question. Don't give me the guy's name on the air, because you sent that to me in an email. Is he 42 or 54?
42.
All right. I found him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Let me tell you how I found him. And you could find him.
I'd like to hear.
You could find him too.
Okay.
There's a website out there, and we've talked about it several times here on the show, about it's a place where you want to remove your personal information.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's so much personal information out there on all of us. I was astounded when I went to this site, and it had every address that I lived in, including my first apartment in college, that I couldn't even tell you today what street that was on. I mean,
oh my word.
But every single place I lived, my parents, my brothers, my sisters, and I'll tell you the site, it's familytreenow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you type in this person, this guy's first name, last name, and you mm-hmm. told me where he was in the state of Utah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he popped up, and it looks like a brother. I feel like a psychic in there too. Yeah, I feel like a psychic, and he has a younger brother. I'm seeing a younger brother. Okay, and you know, sometimes phone numbers are given, but they always mm-hmm. seem to have the most recent street address, and in this case, down to the apartment number. Okay,
really?
So
should I be happy or scared to death?
You know, that's a really good question, because what I want you to do too is to put your own name in there.
Okay.
And over at the website at commando.com, we have the steps to remove your information from this. See, what happens, Robin, is that they being these sites, they fire up all these sites and they put all this information out there. So that this uh-huh. way they get a lot of publicity, is this is a free people finder site. And they stay like uh-huh. that for like maybe 6 months, maybe a little bit longer. And then all of a sudden you uh-huh. go there because you're like, oh, I'm going to go look somebody up. And then it's uh-huh. like, no, sorry, time out. Now you need to give us your credit card. So it's a whole marketing strategy behind this. And so uh-huh. they put this out calling it familytreenow.com because it sounds like, oh, I can do my family tree there, right?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, though.
No.
Okay.
So take a look at that site. Like, that's why I asked how old he was, because there was another one at 54, not in that city, but in an adjacent city. So, but if this one's 42, if the father's 42, then I got him. He's right there.
Yeah.
So, okay. FamilyTreeNow.com. If you have trouble finding it for some reason, I mean, I have it. I'm happy to send it to you. And so this way you don't have to look it up. But, you know, it's again, it's one of these places on the internet that you sit there and you go, wow, they really have all this information out there just free for the taking. Robin, thanks again for playing Brand New or Not True. And again, folks, that's FamilyTreeNow.com. If you have any information or anything that you want to remove from that, we've got the step-by-step instructions over at Commando.com. Stay right where you are. Coming right back. We've got 9 online accounts that once you create them, you just can't remove them here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, it's time now for our DIY security tip. We do one of those every week, too. All right, these are 9 accounts that once you make, you just can't get rid of them. You just cannot get rid of them. Like, for example, Netflix. Did you know that? You can contact customer services. Even then, they may not delete your account on the premise that you might want to rejoin. Keep your history and all your recommendations. We've got some links in case you really want to get rid of it. Wikipedia, delete me, says that you cannot delete your username on Wikipedia. Any links that you find go to the official homepage to delete your account, take you to an FAQ page instead. You can't really delete your Pinterest account, your Steam account, your edX account, Evernote, Gizmodo, can't delete that, Starbucks, YouTube, right? So if you have any of these accounts, you're wondering how you can delete them, well, we've got a little bit of help for you, but odds are that you're probably stuck with them for life. You can check out the whole list over at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Let's see. Lou in New Jersey. Hi there, Lou.
Hi, Kim. I'm a CEO of an organization that serves the poor and the homeless in South Jersey.
Okay.
And what I'm in need of is a software package, a software application to actually track my clients. We've used a program, it was a Java program in the past, but it was online. And I don't want anything online or cloud-based because we've had our information our clients' information hacked and stolen before.
Oh,
so I'm looking for some kind of a standalone application that has the ability to put in case notes, to put a photo of our clients. We run a code blue shelter in the winter, so bed assignments. And the closest thing that I've seen online that's standalone is like software for hotels or motels, and it's just not quite good enough.
So,
can you help me?
So how big is your organization? How many people are you serving?
Up to in the city right now, in Atlantic City alone, 100 homeless people.
Wow, that's a lot. Thank you for doing that. You know, really, it really is something.
I do it because I was homeless, so I give back.
Oh, were you? That's wonderful. That's good that you're doing that. So when you sent me a note, I went to John, my IT genius, and I said, John, what do you think? What can we find for Lou? How can we help Lou out? And John found the name of this program, and he has some experience, I think, using it. It's called OpenEMR.
Okay.
It's free. It's open source. Electronic health records, medical practice management application. It's fully HIPAA compliant. Runs on Windows, Linux, Mac. They even say other platforms if you want. Allows you to do patient intake, patient demographics. So you can track, you know, language, ethnicity. It's fully customizable. Contact information if they have it. There's also scheduling in there. And there are calendar features. And it also does electronic medical records. It kind of sounds, this may be too much, but there may be pieces of this that you can use. I mean, so it's kind of like when you know that with any software program, whether it's Microsoft Word or Google, is that they give you like 1,000 different features, but you don't have to use all of them, right?
No, I understand what you're saying. Actually, it sounds like we could use all of those features, especially the appointments, because we do make appointments for clients with doctors and other counselors.
Oh, you do?
It sounds exactly what I need. Oh, yes. we do a lot of INR, so a lot of information and referral.
Oh, well, this is, and this I think would be really awesome for you. It's called Open EMR, and I'll put a link to it over in the Q&A message board over on Commando Community. In addition to that, Danielle, why don't you just go ahead and send Lou that link to the program itself. It's called Open EMR. And so again, if you're listening, you want to learn more about it, I always post these links over inside the Commando Community in the Q&A forum. Lou, once again, thank you for being such a great soul and for everything that you're doing to help everybody out in Atlantic City. And still to come, there's some open database exposures and Amazon fake reviews. I'll explain what it means. So stay right where you are here with the Kim Commando Show. So if you buy something on Amazon, there may be a card in the box. And the card says, you know, if you leave us a great 5-star positive review, we will refund part or if not all of the money back to you for just buying our product if you give us a great review. A lot of people are doing this, and we've got some information about what to look for, some scams that may also be lurking in those free cards over at commando.com. Just hit the link for Kim's show. And I just want to remind you, too, don't forget, is that I want you to really try our newsletter called The Current. You can get it at thecurrentnewsletter.com. It comes out twice a week. You're just going to love it. Unlike any newsletter that you've ever seen, stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
Next up, it's another hour of the Kim Commando Show podcast exclusively for Commando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of May 15th, 2021.
Wow, $500 million. Think about that. You have so much money in the world that you can spend $500 million on a boat. Oh my gosh. Well, it's not just any old boat. That's the price tag for Jeff Bezos' new yacht. It's 417 feet long. They say it spans several decks. Well, of course it does. It has three huge masts. It's a beautiful, beautiful yacht. It's huge. It even has its own support yacht with a helipad. He needs that. He can afford it. I mean, you don't want to know why. Amazon sales are through the roof. Yes, get it? Sales, boat. You didn't like that, Mike? No, he didn't like that one. I'm sorry. I promise they would get better as the hour goes along because, after all, it's the nation's largest, most trusted show about all things digital. You can find us on 420 top stations from coast to coast in your favorite radio app streaming, and also you can get it as a podcast over at getkim.com. And, of course, we're also on the American Forces Network Radio. And special thanks and shout-out goes to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about five things that you need to know about future tech. Gives you a glimpse of where things are headed. And I thought this first story was interesting. And here's the title: Researchers Control Venus Flytraps with Phones. What? Yes. Over in Singapore, researchers have figured out a way to control a Venus flytrap with nothing more than electrical signals from a smartphone. They added electrodes to the plant and using the smartphone to send electrical signals that would then cause the trap to close as it would when catching a fly. It works because, like human hearts, plants generate electric signals that can be detected. They're saying that the plant could be sort of a soft robot used to pick up fragile things one day. Anyway, the whole thing involves a lot of science and a lot of numbers and plants like Venus flytraps, and others really hate math, which leads them to getting square roots. Number two, the electric F-150. Wow. Did you ever think that that would all come together? Well, we're going to finally see the all-electric F-150, the next generation, they say, of what's been the best-selling vehicle in the U.S. for the last four decades. It's been in the works. From 2019, they poked fun at Tesla's Cybertruck, beyond a crazy amount of towing torque, many other details. It's going to be called the F-150 Lightning, and it's set to debut for the 2023 model year, meaning deliveries are going to begin some point next year. And Ford hasn't been shy when it comes to adding a lot of tech, including the F-150s, to their vehicles. In self-driving tech, this big truck should mean a big battery. The price is the question mark. The entry-level F-150 costs about $30,000, but take into account the Mustang Mach-E starts at $43,000. You have to imagine the price tag is going to be a lot higher for a full-size electric truck. The F-150 Lightning is set to be unveiled at Ford's headquarters in Michigan next Wednesday, May 19th. Ford hopes its Lightning will steal Tesla's thunder. Number three, new Samsung foldable phones. That's right, they're going to arrive this summer. Good news is that, well, the launch window is going to be in August for the Note Open. The folding phones could be taken center stage. One's going to look like the Galaxy Z Fold 3, which is a phone that opens like a book. We've talked about that here on the show. And the Z Flip 3, which opens like the old style clamshell, maybe like the Razr phone. Some reports say the upgraded phones will have added durability, water resistance for 30 minutes in 3 feet of water, staying the same. The price tag, always expensive, north of $1,000. And it's too early to tell if this Fold will be a flop. Number four on our future tech story is about a paralyzed man who sends texts using only his thoughts. It's a really, really big breakthrough. Could have major implications. A man who's paralyzed was able to text using only his thoughts and at record speed. Researchers with the BrainGate Collaboration, they developed this new system. Let me tell you what it makes up. You have machine learning algorithms, physical brain implants that can decode certain signals in the brain, specifically ones dealing with handwriting. So when the paralyzed man wanted to convey a message, he turned his thoughts to handwriting. Wow, think about this. Imagine writing something out in your head, letter by letter, just like you would on a piece of paper. This isn't the first time this was achieved, but it's twice as fast as any other method. This person was able to text roughly 90 characters or 16 words per minute. It's groundbreaking, it's invasive, requires brain surgery for the implants. But in the future, the goal of BrainGate system would be to help people with severe speech and motor impairments to be able to communicate seamlessly. And wow, wouldn't that just be amazing uses of technology? And finally, number five. This isn't exactly brain surgery, but it is innovative. Kind of made me think about, I bet you that Jeff Bezos is going to have one of these on his boat. I mean, his yacht. I mean, his $500 million yacht. Bugatti, they make, well, supercars, and they start in the $2 million price range. And now they've just unveiled a new pool table that can, well, it's just a mere $300,000. Now, this isn't just some luxurious pool table with a premium car brand associated with it. It's all carbon fiber built out of machine aluminum titanium. But what makes it special, it's a self-leveling pool table with a servo-driven system and a gyroscopic sensor. What this means is that, you know how like when you bring a pool table home and you have to add shims under the feet to level it up? No. This pool table is meant for a yacht. So Bugatti says that each leg can compensate for the movement of a ship and remain perfectly level due to technology. It can adjust in silence with no vibration in under 5 milliseconds. Bugatti only plans on selling 30 of these tables made to order. You get carbon fiber cues, other accessories, along with a 13-inch touchscreen to keep score, which reminds me of this. I don't know if you know this, but did you know that Danish boats are given barcodes when they leave the ports? Did you know that? So when they come back, they can Scandinavian. Scandinavian. All right, coming up in this hour, we've got 8 hidden maps and trackers that I want you to switch off. We're also going to tell you how you get the most money selling your old tech, and also how your old phone numbers can put your identity at risk. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we have some things that you should buy now before they get more expensive. Why? Because there's this whole chip shortage that's coming down, and our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. I'd love to hear from you at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you want to hear certain parts again, you can get the entire show as a podcast over at getkim.com. How about we get this hour started with Charles in Monroe, Louisiana. Hi there, Charles.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Thank you. I've actually been listening to your show for a while.
Well, thank you, Charles. How can I help you today?
Okay, so I'm a disabled vet, and one of the things I heard on your show a while back, I don't remember how, it's been several years, I think, you had talked about a camera. one camera that faced, you know, the direction of the road. One, I think, that faced the passenger or the driver's side. And when the police officers come and give tickets and stuff like that, it records both sides. And I could never find it, so I decided to call in and find out, see if you still knew about that or if you knew where I could find one.
Well, you know, we used to sell dash cams that were dual lens dash cams. We haven't done that for several years now, and it was hard for us to compete against all the new Chinese companies that were popping up with similar technology on Amazon. It was just like, okay, we lost. Okay, I'm sorry, we can't do that. But there are some other companies that make them. Is there a situation that happened, or are you trying to more prevent?
No, it's more prevent than anything.
Okay, you know, one that the prices have dropped tremendously on these dash cams. This type of dash cam that you're looking for probably 3-4 years ago would be at least a couple of $100s, but now you can pick them up for about $60 to $70. There's one in particular I like you said, like dual dash cam. It does the inside cabin, and then it also does out with the night vision. It has camera parking mode as well, so you can keep tabs of what's going on when your car is parked, or obviously. There's also what's called a G-sensor, and that means that if you're driving along and something happens abruptly and the dash cam can identify that, that it will save that footage in a special spot so it won't be overwritten with new type of footage. And that's why it's called continuous loop. And so what I can do is I can send you one as a gift. As you mentioned, you're a disabled vet. If I can help you and thank you for your service to our country, I'm happy to do that for you.
Okay.
Not a problem. Okay. So, Charles, so what we're going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and Danielle's going to get your name and address, and we'll send you out a dash cam, dual lens dash cam. And in case you're wondering which one I'm going to send Charles, I'll post a link to it over in the Q&A forum inside the Commando community. That's commando.com/community. You know, when you start looking at what's happening in the world right now, you may not realize that the pandemic has delayed the production of semiconductors. This has actually caused a shortage of new products, consumer electronics, cars. It means that less supply and more demand means higher prices. And then we also have the chip shortage, the global chip shortage that's happening. So Android phones are harder hit right now than Apple. But even so, prices are going to be going up, inching up, higher than normal to make up for lost sales and profit. Same thing goes for computer graphic cards, because a lot of these chips that make up the smart tech around your home, like smart plugs and thermostats and more, along with internet-connected appliances, ranges, washing machines. So if you're in the market for anything electronic, now may be the time for you to really say, you know what, it's time for us to buy this. And you can find more information about this over on the website, of course. That's commando.com. Karen, welcome to the show in San Dimas, California. Hi there, Karen.
Hi, Kim. It is so great to talk to you. I receive your daily email, and I always learn something new, so I'm very appreciative of your expertise.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
My concern is regarding privacy. How can I make sure that people cannot find my personal information on the internet?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? Okay. You know, the last hour I had a gal who called in, and she was trying to find her, I don't want to say son-in-law, the father of her two grandchildren who were adopted. Okay. She couldn't find him anywhere. She gave me his first and last name. I didn't announce who he was, but she gave it to me. And I was able to find his contact information in about, I want to say, a minute without paying a dime.
Wow.
And because these sites pop up, and this one website, are you in front of a computer?
Yes.
Okay. Go to this website. It's called familytreenow.com, familytreenow.com. And it's set up as a place where you could put together your family tree. I talked about it in the last hour. So type in your name, first, last name, and where you live. And let's just give it a second to see what exactly it finds out about you. Because I was able to find this person like I said, in just a matter of seconds. There's another site, if this one doesn't, you don't see a lot of stuff, I can send you someplace else. But see, what happens is that these sites buy a lot of data from these big companies, Axios, LexisNexis, and a slew of others. And they collate all this data. Did you find anything about you yet, Karen?
Yes, I did, and it's startling.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
That
scary.
Yes, and anybody can have access to that information. So the only thing you can do is to start removing yourself from these sites. And also, not just the sites, removing yourself from all these database companies. Now, over at commando.com, we have the step-by-step instructions to remove yourself from this particular site. As a matter of fact, we'll put it on the homepage over the weekend. We'll make it right there, one of the featured articles. So in case you want to check and see what they're about you and how to remove yourself, as well as we've got other places to remove yourself. And the whole idea is to limit your internet footprint. And if you can limit your internet footprint, then maybe we can get back just a smidgen of privacy. First, I want to tell you about 8 hidden maps and trackers that you want to switch off, because we're all tired of this location tracking and data collection. And you can turn it off by default, but sometimes it's really buried deep down. And so there are other settings to change on your iPhone or Android. You can limit ad tracking or completely opt out of ads. You can keep Google itself from tracking your every move. You can switch to a more privacy-focused web browser. You can adjust settings on your online accounts. You can make a change or two with virtual assistants. Over at commando.com, the link for Kim's show at the top of the homepage, you can find a full report, 8 hidden maps and trackers that you need to switch off. You know, when we sit around in our editorial meetings, we talk about stuff that we really think is going to be resonating with you, the problems that you have, things that we can help you with. And I think one of the biggest issues that plagues everyone, including myself, we just have way too many photos. We do. Because instead of taking like one picture, we take 10 pictures. Why? Because we don't have to worry about film anymore and processing. We just take as many pictures that we want. And then it becomes overwhelming. You start looking down, you have thousands and thousands and thousands of photos, but you have them on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop, your social media accounts, and then your friends share photos with you, your family does, and then you're like, what am I going to do? Then you have duplicates, then you try to organize them, and then how do you find the ones that you want, and then how do you store them for now? How do you store them for the long term? And that's the podcast that we put together for you. It's under Kim Commando Explains. So wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, TuneIn, you can listen to it on the website at commando.com/podcast. But wherever you get your podcasts, if there's one thing that you listen to over the next week, it is this podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you search for Commando, which of course my last name, K-O-M-A-N-D-O, because it gives us the opportunity to delve deeper into a particular topic, like photos. And we also have other podcasts, Tech Refresh. That's with Kim Commando and friends Mike, Ben, and Allie, who you see here on the show. You hear them on the show. And then there's also the Daily Tech Update, which Podcast Addiction said it's one of the best podcasts out there. Thank you for that, Gold Star. And what it is every day, 60 seconds, I give you a quick, fast tech update. And that's what it is. 7 days a week, 60 seconds. And so, again, wherever you get your podcast, search for Commando. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Of course. All right, let's go ahead and do a great tip. All right, think back to that shiny new smartphone when you first took it out of the box and how it was the best gadget that you ever had. You know, a year later, a new version comes out. It's bigger, it's better, it's smaller, it's faster. And then this upgrade cycle, it just keeps going on and on. So if you have a whole bunch of tech just laying around, now is a great time to sell it because prices are on the increase. So now is a good time for you to sell something used because people can't afford the new stuff. But you have to take certain steps. The most important thing is you want to clear out all the old information that's on your device, your logins, your personal information, your photos, your passwords, everything. What you want to do is you want to back it up, and then you want to do a factory reset. Then there are places for you to sell this. Facebook Marketplace, eBay, Amazon has trade-in programs, so does Apple and buyback sites. Also, Declutter is a good site. So if you want to make the most of your old device in the future, you have to take care of it now. Now, when you get a new phone, what you want to do is keep the box. Put the phone in a sturdy case. You want to have a screen protector. Keep it clean. Keep it pristine because then you'll get more cash. Over at commando.com, you want to look for the link that says Kim's show. And then we have the top ways to make the most money selling your tech with tips, product recommendations to keep all your gadgets looking new. You want to get the screen looking just as new as the day that you purchased it, when you could see your reflection in it. Remember that? It's something that you can really see yourself doing. All right, stay right where you are. Coming and joining us in just a few seconds is Allie, our amazing content queen at Commando.com. And then later on this hour, we've got a great tip that you don't want to miss. It's about how your old phone numbers can put your identity at risk. And of course, we got more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. Now, over at Commando.com, we have these weekly editorial meetings. And most of the time, well, I'd say 70% of the time, it's funny. And then the 30%, we're like, okay, we really need to focus on here. What exactly are we going to be writing about? So if there's ever anything that you want us to talk about, anything that you're saying, gosh, I wish that Kim and the gang would cover this, head over to commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says Contact Us. And of course, helping me with all this content is our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Hello, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So we have some big announcements.
We do. A very exciting day. So let's back up. We always get questions. Kim, how can I find the best fill in the blank? The best phone, the best router, the best computer, the best whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. Except for the people that say, hey, Kim, will you send me your old pair of red pumps size 12? And I'm like,
that's a whole different thing.
No bodily fluids. Okay. No hair samples. No, if somebody asked me, well, we're not going to go there, but it was a personal item.
Oh, boy.
And somebody, I'll never forget, was a pair of red shoes, red pumps, he said, yeah. Size 11. Okay, I'm like, okay, anyway. Woo. So.
Okay, so some of these things are pretty simple, right? We can make easy recommendations for people. A phone. If you're an iPhone person, it's really just about how much money you're willing to spend, how big do you want. But then it gets more complicated with things like computers. And we hear from people all the time, I don't know what to pick. I don't know how to parse through all these specs. And so we made a really handy tool over on commando.com. Goes live today while you're listening. It's a laptop selector quiz.
You know, you guys did a great job on that. I wanted to call it like, you know, the enhanced AI technology selector. I mean, it was like,
Thing is seriously smart. So it's not.
Yeah, I tried to trick it. Did Jeremy tell you that?
No.
I tried to trick it because I said I wanted a Chromebook, $300, with a really big screen, and I gave it all this thing, and I thought for sure it was going to go, womp, womp, sorry, yeah. None for you. And it came up, it's like, oh, here's the Acer convertible. I'm like, I looked at Jeremy like, and he's like, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. So Jeremy and John are super smart IT geniuses. They put so much work into this, Charles too, in the development of it. There are, you know, at most, this will take you about 60 seconds to go through the quiz. But like you said, as you go along and you answer questions a certain way, it takes out other questions. So if I say I want, you know, something under $300, well, I'm not going to get a Mac because there aren't Macs.
That's what I was saying. It's like AI. We need to have like AI somewhere in there because it's like artificial intelligence.
It is super smart. So, of course, we start with budget. We've got models under $300 all the way over 1,000 if you really want to go top of the line. Size, certainly. So if you want something really light, you can take with you anywhere, or you want a big screen. Operating system. Do you want a Mac? Do you want a PC? A Chromebook? Those are great, too. And then we ask you questions about what you're going to do with it.
See, and it's almost like they're having a personal consultation.
Exactly. Because most people, if you're not really sure where to start, you're not going to be able to say, I want this kind of processor, this much RAM, this much storage. You just want to know what is going to work for me based on what I do. So we make it really simple. You don't need to know any of those specs. You don't need to really get into the nitty-gritty. If you are someone who knows all that stuff, I bet you have somebody in your life that comes to you for recommendations. And so now you have a tool to tell them, hey, go try this out instead.
You know, that's a good point. Because, you know, even if you have like a little bit of computer know-how, tech know-how, it's like suddenly it's like, oh, so-and-so knows that. We're going to go there.
Exactly, yeah. And then if you're choosing for yourself, you know, it's a lot of money to buy a new computer. And so if you just want to feel like, all right, I'm getting a good computer, I'm not going to have to guess, I'm going to get a good recommendation just for me, go take the quiz.
And then when you get, this is the other thing I like about it, is when you get that recommendation, it's not like it's just like, oh, here. It's like, no, like you can read about each of these.
We have a nice post on each one of the computers. There are 13 different ones, all of them hand selected. We're not just sending you some junk. So for each one, we'll tell you the specs, we'll tell you why it's good for you, why it's the right choice, and then, you know, say you don't really like that one, go back and take the quiz.
All right, so is there, like, can they go to commando.com/laptop, or what's it?
They can, so /laptop quiz. Or the easiest way, all weekend long, it's going to be right there on the homepage, right at the top. So
yeah, you know what else I need you to put at the homepage is, because I've had, I don't know if you've been, because I know you're working upstairs. I've had a couple of people, we've mentioned Family Tree now.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you put that featured up there too?
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
This way people can get, if they want to opt out, which I think everyone, don't you think?
I think so too. It's one of the most accurate, the most creepy.
Now, what were you surprised that they knew about you?
Oh, very old addresses. The connections, the family connections always are a little creepy to me, you know, knowing my siblings and my, you know, extended family.
And then you could just click on their name.
Yeah.
And then you just click.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. But I'll tell you, I have used this mm-hmm. myself. Like, there's somebody who wanted to do a deal with us.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, just kind of check them out a little bit, right? And so I typed, he said, you know, he put his, had his home address, figured out his home address. And then I went to Family Tree Now and, oh no, wait, pardon me. I went to Family Tree Now. I typed in his name and then that's where I got his home address.
Mm-hmm.
And then I Googled the house. So here's this guy saying like, I'm so big and this. And I've got this, you know, looks good. You know, not for nothing. He's living in like a $200,000 house in Texas.
I mean,
so, you know, you can figure some things out.
You can, if you use those as kind of a stepping stone, and then you can, you know, and just even like we talked about last week, public records show so much information. So once you get one little piece of the puzzle, you can find out a lot about someone.
Exactly. So hit commando.com all weekend long, KOMANDO.com, of course. And you're going to have the direct link to the laptop quiz, as well as how to opt out of maybe not just this site, all the other sites that are out there. Because, you know, if you don't know what's available about you on the internet, you know, knowledge is power. Allie, thanks for joining us. Great job as always. Stay right where you are. We're going to be talking about your old phone number and how it puts you at risk here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you ever change your phone number for any reason, you probably at least wondered, like, what happens to that old number? Well, a recent study by Princeton University found that the practice of recycling mobile numbers could have lasting consequences. Your old phone number, as we mentioned with a caller, can still be tied to your online accounts, whether you use them or not. They could wind up the number, they could hijack it. So what you really want to do is make sure that before you get rid of an old phone number, is that maybe you want to keep that number for a little bit longer. You want to make sure that you get rid of all those accounts. But this is just an example of the wealth of information that gets passed along free of charge every single day at commando.com. And here's what I'm going to ask of you. This coming week, if you see one, two, or three things, just three things that you like, make sure that you share it out on whatever social media outlet that you're using, because that will help us get more eyes and ears into the show. Thanks for listening. You can find me 24/7 at KOMANDO.com.